This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Mayor de Blasio says the city is conducting a full, rigorous investigation into a radiator accident that led to the death of two toddler sisters living in housing for the homeless in the Bronx.
What we know so far suggests an extraordinary and unprecedented accident, something that no one that I've talked to so far in any agency has ever seen anything like this.
The children and their parents were placed in the apartment by the Department of Homeless Services, which has been using a handful of apartments there for about the last 3 years. Joining us now to give us more details are WNYC's Marilla Ivrak and Bridget Bergen. How are you doing, guys?
Hi. Good afternoon.
Marilla, you went to City Hall today where there were three commissioners, one from Social Services, Housing Preservation and Development, and the Buildings Department. They were there to talk to reporters. What did we learn from them?
They described this incident where something apparently happened with a radiator valve and an extraordinary amount of steam came out and severely burned the two girls as a rare, unusual occurrence. The mayor called it a freak accident. This apartment is one of five apartments in this 48-unit building on Hunts Point Avenue that was used to house homeless families. It was inspected by multiple agencies and most recently, on Monday, by an inspector from the Department of Homeless Services.
Monday of this week?
Yeah, that's right.
Did he find any problems when he was there on Monday?
Not according to the Commissioner of Social Services, Stephen Banks. The buildings commissioner also said the building's boiler was relatively new, was inspected annually as well as last night, and worked fine. They said they inspected the majority of apartments and declared it safe to turn the heat back on before midnight yesterday.
So this building, it was one of these so-called cluster sites, and city officials have promised to shut down the program, and they said it again today. So when is it going to happen?
Right. These are private buildings where the city rents apartments to house homeless families. They're often in bad condition. And the city has said it will phase them out by 2019. But Banks says the problem is that so many homeless New Yorkers live in these sites, 12,000 currently in roughly 3,200 units.
I wish we could end it overnight, but we would have no place to put the people that are in these units now.
And the mayor says we shouldn't jump to any conclusions because this was a cluster site. He said that based on the info currently available, there's no evidence that the program or his management of it contributed to this incident.
So speaking of management and a policy on that note, Bridget, we turn to you real quick. The mayor's already facing a lot of criticism for his handling of the homeless issue here in New York, not least of which is the administration's inability to reduce the number of people in shelters. So in that context, what are the political implications here of what happened in the Bronx?
Well, as you pointed out there, Sean, it's a definite liability, particularly for someone who's facing re-election, and even more so for someone who ran on a pledge of addressing the issue of income inequality.
Is it a liability because the city's not doing enough to address the problem or because they just don't know how to solve it?
It's a little bit of both, really. I think from a voter's perspective, according to the latest Quinnipiac poll from last month, 73% of voters don't think the city's doing enough to help homeless people. And yet, over the past 3 years, de Blasio has focused a lot of attention and money on the issue. But he's really struggled to get his arms around it. He says it's a problem he inherited that built up over years because of stagnant wages, the rising cost of housing, and cuts to subsidy programs before he took office. His administration has tried several new programs to address street homelessness, to move people out of shelter or prevent them from entering it, by their estimate, more than 40,000 people. Even a program this holiday season to encourage families to take in their loved ones for direct payments from the city. But there's still this perception that the problem is unmanageable. And even before this latest tragedy, it's one that de Blasio said on the Brian Lehrer show just the other day he owns.
So about the question of management, there's been a lot of turnover in the administration already, right?
Well, there has. First, we saw the departure of Lilian Barrios Paoli, the deputy mayor overseeing this area of policy. Then the homeless services commissioner, Gilbert Taylor, left. Not long after that, there was a restructuring of the agencies, putting the Department of Homeless Services under Stephen Banks, someone who spent years fighting the city on behalf of New Yorkers. He has really deep knowledge of how the policy works for individuals, but that doesn't necessarily help prevent new people from becoming homeless in the first place. The mayor stressed they have a more detailed year-over-year plan that the city will start bringing those homeless numbers down and that he's going to announce it soon.
So it sounds like de Blasio is trying to say, we got this. We're working on it. Trust me. Is that a fair characterization?
To some degree, yeah. I mean, it's not untrue, necessarily. Officials are trying to come up with a longer-term plan, but absent that, it opens the door for some really sharp criticism from people like Comptroller Scott Stringer, a fellow Democrat, someone who hasn't ruled out a primary challenge against de Blasio next year. His office put out a pretty scathing statement today criticizing the administration for continuing to use apartments in these cluster sites that Morella was talking about, and the city said just last January it was something that they wanted to phase out, along with hotel rooms, which the city has also pledged to move away from. Stringer's office said that it just recently, reluctantly, approved more than $200 million in emergency funding to pay for more hotel rooms the city needs to house homeless New Yorkers. You know, altogether, this means thousands of our fellow New Yorkers are seriously struggling. There's no quick fix. And for the mayor, it's going to remain a political Achilles heel.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen and Morella Ivrek. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.